Welcome to Torah Tzimecha, Nach Yomi with the OU Women's Initiative. My name is Rivka Alter, and today we will be studying Yeshayahu Perek Lamed Chet, 38. Our Perek begins with Chizkiyahu being critically ill, Chala Chizkiyahu Lamut, and Yeshayahu comes to inform Chizkiyahu in Pasuk Aleph that he is going to die. Tzav Leveitecha Ki Meit Ata Velo Techyeh. Give orders to your household that for you are going to die and you shall not live, said very clearly to him. What's his response? Vayasev Chizkiyahu panav el hakir. He turns and faces the wall and prays to Hashem. In Pasuk Gimel, he cries profusely, b'chi gadol, and asks Hashem to remember how he has strived to do what is good in Hashem's eyes. Even once he's told he will die, he does not despair, and he still turns to Hashem in tefillah for this decree to be overturned. In this way, Chizkiyahu serves as a role model for tefillah, both from last perek and from this one. As I mentioned in Pasuk Bet, it says, Vayasev panav el hakir, vayitzpalel el Hashem. He turns towards the wall, demonstrating that even when you feel like you are up against a wall and there's no way to move forward, there is still benefit in turning to Hashem. This is an example of one of the paradigms of tefillah that we mention in Slichot, when we say, Misha ana l'chizkiyahu melech Yehuda b'chalyo hu ya'anenu. The one who answered and cured Chizkiyahu from his sickness, he should answer us. So we invoke that same type of reaction, the same type of response that we want from Hashem. According to the Gemara and Brachot, Daf Yod, Chizkiyahu taught us that afilu cherev chada munachat al tzavaro al yimna atzmo min harachamim. Even if a sharp sword is against one's neck, it doesn't preclude someone for asking for mercy. And we can see that in terms of how Chizkiyahu responds here. The word kir from Pasuk Bet is also explained by Reish Lakish not to mean a physical wall, but maybe referencing kirot libo, the innermost chambers of his insides, of his heart, that were moved in this prayer based on his life circumstances. Immediately after, Hashem informs Yeshayahu to tell Chizkiyahu in Pasuk Hey that Hashem has heard Chizkiyahu's tefillot and will heal him, and he will live for another 15 years, and that Yerushalayim as well will continue to be protected. Veganoti al ha'ir hazot. It's interesting that this last fact about Yerushalayim being protected is thrown into this conversation about Chizkiyahu's personal illness. Maybe we can understand from this juxtaposition that Chizkiyahu's illness wasn't only a personal and individual ailment, but also symbolized the state of the people of Yehuda who were weakened, and that they're also going to experience a future victory and are going to get more life. In a sense, there will be positivity in their own struggle against Ashur. So Chizkiyahu's fate and the fate of Yerushalayim are intertwined based on what we see in this pasuk. Chazal in Gemara Brachot that I mentioned earlier on Daf Yud pinpoints the cause of Chizkiyahu's sickness, which isn't said straight out in the pasuk. And the Gemara says it's based on the fact that he did not want to have children. He didn't want to fulfill Pru Urvu, which again doesn't seem to fit with the righteous persona of Chizkiyahu, who took Torah values and Torah laws very seriously. So what is this all about? One explanation is based on Chizkiyahu's future son Menashe, who we learned about in Malachim Bet, who's going to take over after him as king, and is described as one of the worst Malchei Yehuda, kings of Yehuda. Knowing this and trying to prevent this source of wickedness may be the reason why Chizkiyahu refrained from having children. We could actually maybe see this hinted to based on his reaction after he's healed a little bit later in the perek, when he says the phrase Av Lebanim in Pasuk Yotet. Hashem's message to Chizkiyahu, though, based on his actions through the Navi, is that it's not your job to take these matters into your own hands. We need to do what we can do in the present and rely on Hashem for the rest. It's not for us to mess with Nistarot HaBorei, the hiddenness and the plans of Hashem, who is the creator. Those things should be left up to Hashem. And so Chizkiyahu does turn to Hashem and tefillah when he's afflicted, even though he knows he's standing opposite a wall. And he does decide to move ahead with having children. Even from this viewpoint, we can still view Chizkiyahu as a model for tefillah, because when the gzeira remained unchanged, and even though he knew it might, there's still value in the process of tefillah and in turning and speaking to Hashem. And again, that this lesson of it's not our job to assess the future and comprehend Hashem's calculations, and Chizkiyahu's knowledge of his family's future still did not excuse him from his obligations towards Hashem. Although the story of Chizkiyahu's illness is mentioned here, the opinion of many is that it actually took place earlier, before or during the attempted siege of Ashur from last Perek, because we know that he ruled for 29 years total and the siege was in year 14. If Chizkiyahu is now granted another 15 years in this Perek, then it seems logical to say that this Perek took place also in his 14th year. This Perek is very similar to Malachim Bet Perek Chaf, with some notable changes. In Malachim Bet, it's Chizkiyahu who asks for a sign that he will be healed. It seems out of character to say that Chizkiyahu needed this sign for himself and that his faith wasn't stronger than this, and many understand that he was maybe asking for this sign to impact the people, marking him as very different than his father, Achaz, who refused the sign, like we saw in Yeshayahu Perek Zion, when he was offered a sign by Yeshayahu and he says, "No, I don't need to test Hashem." When given the choice, he's given a choice of whether he wants the shade, which is interpreted to mean the clock, to move ahead 10 degrees or back 10 degrees. And Chizkiyahu chooses to set it back, which Rashi understands to mean going back in time. But in Sefer Yeshayahu, he's just given the sign straight out in Pasuk Zion, V'zelecha ha'ot me'et Hashem, asher ya'aseh Hashem et hadavar hazeh asher diber. So he's just given the sign that Hashem is going to do. He wasn't given the choice that was in the psukim in Malachim Bet. This type of cosmic miracle of the sun shifting direction has been done before. When Yehoshua proclaimed Shemesh beGivon Dom, when the sun stood still in Givon, giving Yehoshua and his army more time to fight the enemy. That we could maybe link together, just like Hashem helped defeat the Kna'anim in the time of Yehoshua, so too will he help defeat Ashur in Chizkiyahu's time. This sign also symbolized the need to go back and correct some of the past. It was a way for Chizkiyahu to demonstrate that he was not his father, King Achaz, the one who refused the oath when it was offered to him, and that he is now going to act differently. Rashi points out that on the day that Achaz died, the sun actually set earlier and shortened the day so that Achaz would not be able to be eulogized. So now the time was corrected and those 10 hours were added back to the day. Another difference between the story in Malachim Bet and here is that in Yeshayahu, in our Perek, there's a michtav, there is a letter / tefillah that Chizkiyahu wrote when he recovered from his illness that's recorded here starting in Pasuk Tet. The first half of the tefillah is about the dire straits that Chizkiyahu was in, and the second half of it is about his salvation. In it, he talks about how he went down to the depths of Sheol, down to the grave, and rose up. And a lot of this language is similar to language of Prakim and Tehillim, and specifically to the speech that Yonah gives while he is in the fish, in Yonah Perek Bet. It's interesting to note this connection, specifically considering that both Yonah and Chizkiyahu struggled in their relationship with the kingdom of Ashur and Hashem's expectations of them as leaders. Chizkiyahu talks about how he thought his life was over and he would no longer be able to go to the Beis HaMikdash to see Hashem and to see people in the living world. In Pasuk Yerbet, Dori Nisa V'nigla Minei Keohel Ro'i, my days are uprooted and hidden from me like a shepherd's tent that is picked up abruptly and moved from one place to another. Kiparati Kaoreg Chayai, Hashem has snipped off the ends of woven threads from the tapestry of my life, indicating in a sense by cutting those threads that he's cutting his life short. That's what it was like. His sickness is compared in Pasuk Yud Gimel to a lion fighting with him every day. In Pasuk Yud Dalet, he says he screeched and moaned like birds that were caught and in pain, and his eyes turned towards the sky to Hashem, Dalu Einai Lamarom. There are many phrases about the dire situation he was in and how he was saved. In Pasuk Tedvav, Ma Adaber Ve'amar Livahu Asa, what praise can I say before Hashem? He promised to save me, and he did. This is where the switch takes place, where he talks about the praise for Hashem. How can I repay Hashem for adding to my life and saving me from Mar Navshi, from bitterness? In Pasuk Yud Zayin, you spared my soul from going to the grave since you threw my sins behind your back so that you would not see them. This Pasuk starts off with the phrase, Hinei l'shalom mar li mar. Behold, for peace is bitter to me. The phrase is a little strange since it seems like the peace Chizkiyahu received was something that should have elicited a positive reaction and not bitterness and something negative. So the Gemara in Brachot on Amud Bet, this Gemara that I referred to before, quotes this Pasuk and says that the bitterness was because Chizkiyahu had appealed to Hashem in Pasuk Gimel based on his own deeds and merit. Zecharna et asher hitalachti lefanecha be'emet uvelev shalem. Remember that I walked before you in truth and with a full heart. Yet Hashem's rationale for saving Yerushalayim, which was mentioned in Malachim Bet, Perek Yotet, was for Hashem's sake and the sake of David. So Chizkiyahu's merit seems not to be part of the equation. So maybe that's what's being referenced in our pasuk here. Pasuk Yerched is very similar to what Yonah proclaims. Ki lo she'ol todecha, mavet v'halulecha. Those who are in the grave can't thank you, and death can't praise you. Your day bore el amitecha. Those who descend to the pit cannot hope for you to save them. Chai chai hu yodecha is what he says in Pasuk Yotet. The living can thank you. Chai chai, chai is repeated, to say that the best option is for living people to bless a chai, a living God. Kamoni hayom, like me today, because now I have been healed. And in Pasuk Chaf, he says he will continue to praise Hashem for the rest of his life. Kol yimei chayenu. The last two psukim in the perek focus on Chizkiyahu's recovery. In Pasuk Chaf Aleph, we find out what his ailment was. He had shchin, boils, and Yeshayahu informs him to rub and place develet te'inim, pressed figs, on his skin to cure it. Rashi brings this as an example of an extra miraculous thing that Hashem did because he took something unlikely to heal and made it be the healing agent. This is similar to some of the miracles we saw in the time of Elisha with the waters of Jericho, where he took salt to fix the water, which shouldn't have done it. And what happened, that actually mimics the miracle that was done at Marah with the bitter water with Moshe when he stuck the stick inside, the piece of wood inside, to sweeten the water. The ending pasuk of our perek, Perek Chafbet, is strange. It seems like Chizkiyahu is asking for a sign that he will go up to the Beis HaMikdash. I mentioned that this question wasn't asked before of a sign of the 10 steps, even though it appeared in that order back in Malachim Bet, that Chizkiyahu had asked for a sign there. But in our perek in Yeshayahu, it didn't mention that at that point, and we just have this mentioned now at the end of the perek. Some say that Yeshayahu communicated it in this order and left it at the end here, at the end of the perek, so it did not appear like Chizkiyahu was questioning a promise from Hashem through the Navi. And only here, after the fig remedy that seems to maybe have come from Yeshayahu himself and not in the name of Hashem, maybe that's the only thing Chizkiyahu is possibly questioning and then asking for a sign to know it comes true. Others like Rashi and Metzudat David understand this pasuk not to be a question or a request, but actually an enthusiastic exclamation about the fig cure. Ma tovu ma na'eh. How amazing is the sign you gave me that now allows me to go up to Beit Hashem and to recover. Thank you for studying together. Li'ilui Nishmat Riva Schwab, Rivka Bat Alexander Sender.